Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We are joined today from Australia. We've got Michael Masterman, CEO, Safron Energy PLC, ticker SRON on the AIM market, and a very interesting RNS today. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing very well, Alex. Been a lot of hard work to get to where we got to, but very pleased to get that announcement out today, and looking forward to seeing the new company fire up.
I'm reading the RNS, and I've got to say I'm slightly puzzled.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I mean, what we're doing is creating a company that has very good production assets, substantial large development assets, Silver and Tita Rica, that are not far away from production, and some very large-scale natural gas exploration assets. We're taking Sound Energy's Italian assets, Safron's Italian assets, and Po Valley's Italian assets, and putting them together into one very well capitalized group led by a very strong chairman, James Parsons, board and management team.
I'm looking as well. Obviously, you've got James Parsons there, Sounds Energy. I've had the pleasure to meet him a couple of times. He's a very very driven individual, and he's done really well with Sound Energy.
Well, you're seeing Fiona McCarley from Rockhopper, and you're seeing Sarah Edmondson's will step into the CEO driving seat, supported strongly by James and Fiona, to build this greatly expanded company into what I think will be a European energy powerhouse.
So you've started this company, and now today with this announcement, you're suspended. Could you maybe give some indication to your shareholders how long the suspension may last? I know you probably can't answer that question.
Well, look, the reason we're suspended is quite practical, because we're adding not one but two substantive asset portfolios to the Safron base. The AIM requires us to temporarily suspend, complete a readmission document, which should be relatively straightforward to complete. Secure a few of the shareholder approvals, and then we're backlisted, and we'll, in that period of time, be very, very well set up for growth. So a little bit of patience, but substantial potential once we come back on to the AIM with the readmission.
Followed the Safron Energy story for the past year, but I must admit you've totally caught us on the hop with this one, because I've got to say this, with James Parsons and Sound Energy, with them coming on board, surely this must be a game changer for the company.
Oh yeah, look, it's great to have James stepping into the chairman slot. His success with Sound has been phenomenal. He knows the Italian space, he knows the European space. He's seen a huge number of transactions and deals of very good quality, and with, if you like, the three-way merger of the Sound Italian assets, the Safron Italian assets, and the Po Valley Energy Italian assets, you've got a very strong starting base to work with, and you've got a lot of exceptionally good transactional horsepower to work off.
Hey, you see, you mentioned Fiona, she's former CEO of Rockhopper, and then we look at your company.
She's the current CEO of Echo Energy, which is focused in South America, but has had a phenomenal run.
But you yourself at Safron Energy, your portfolio includes two producing gas fields, so you're in quite a strong position now, I think.
Yeah, look, well, Safron's got Solara into production with the scope to substantially expand, Bezeka into production with the scope to substantially expand, Santa Alberta coming on early 2018. And then in Po Valley operations, you've got two very good, very high return gas field developments. You've got Silver onshore just outside of Bologna, which has got 17 BCF. That's like twice the Saffron Port resource base. And that'll be drilled in November. You've got Tita Rica, which is a very nice offshore natural gas development, ties into existing infrastructure. That's got huge amounts of potential. And then in the Sound portfolio, you've got some really large-scale gas exploration projects that can also greatly boost the bottom line. So it's, in the release, we said very exceptionally well-balanced portfolio, production, development, and large-scale exploration.
As a company, what would you say to your shareholders today?
Well, about a month ago, we said, we're focused on production, increasing production from the current assets, but we see some real corporate options to substantially grow the company. This transaction is still in heads of agreement stage, and there's some intensive work that's going to be done over the next a month or two to kind of lock it all together. But when this comes back out of the blocks with the readmission to AIM, it's going to be transformed into a substantially larger company.
It is. I'm just looking at the agreement as well. Sound Energy has agreed under the head of terms to pay 50% of Saffron Energy's costs relating to proposed transactions. I think for you guys today, I think as a company, I shouldn't really say this, but I can see you going up to the next level on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a really good portfolio. And I think there's substantial transaction flow over and above this.
When's the next time you're in the UK, Michael?
I'll be in the UK in the second half of October.
Okay. It'd be nice to catch up with you. Just obviously, David, because you've got Res and now you've got Saffron, it'd be nice to catch up with you sometime. Maybe if we could get you to speak to shareholders in the future.
Yeah, no, very, very happy to do that. Sarah Edmondson is the incoming chief executive, and I'd expect also James, will be very, very keen to explain and tell the story.
I'll tell you what, right, now you've just mentioned that, I was sorry to interrupt you there, but we would love to do that, share talk, and I'm sure shareholders would like, I know you're limited to what you can say, but I'm sure they'd be very interested.
I'm sure they will. So stay tuned.
Right, Michael, again, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.